Your host of Audiolog, the travel show today, is Lisa Sawney. Lisa is an amazing world adventurer, author, and television producer. While on assignment with National Geographic Television, Lisa was the first woman to fly underwater in a winged submersible. And she floated weightless in zero Gs with cosmonauts and astronauts while on assignment with Life magazine. Today, Lisa Sawney reports from Palau in Micronesia, where she just completed a most memorable swim with millions of jellyfish in a mystical lake on the island of Ilamak in Palau. Join Lisa as she interviews Marino, the skipper of her boat, and fellow travel writers who were as wowed as Lisa by the up-close interactions with the exotic jellyfish who fortunately have evolved over the eons to be relatively stingless. Lisa Sawney.
Hello, it's Lisa Sawney reporting from one of the beautiful islands of Palau in the middle of the Pacific Ocean for Audiolog, the travel show. And I'm here with Marino, our great captain who took us to one of the most amazing lakes in the world, Jellyfish Lake. Would you tell me about that?
Of the lake in Palau, we have plenty of lakes in Rock Islands, but I don't know why those jellyfish, they stay in there. Because we have a lot of some marine biologists. They went there and they find it. That place we can snorkeling it because that jellyfish lake is not jellyfish is not become a sting. That's why the most tourists they came to Palau, they want to go to Jellyfish Lake.
How long have you been taking people and what are the reactions like?
I've been doing my job for like 35 years since when I'm still in high school. Every summer I start working with my boss until now.
How many people have you taken to Jellyfish Lake? What are their reactions like?
The people I'm taking to go to Jellyfish Lake is like more than 500 people.
How was Jellyfish Lake discovered? Do you know?
They found the Jellyfish Lake in 1979.
Is it one of your favorite places? How would you describe it?
That's one of my favorite places because when I took the customer by go to Jellyfish, they feel happy and me too also happy because, you know, there's no place in Micronesia like Jellyfish Lake. That's the only one, Jellyfish Lake in Palau. I think also in the world, customer they went there, they're really happy.
Is there anything you'd like people from all over the world to know about Jellyfish Lake?
I really like to welcome those people from all over the world to come to my place in Palau. If they have a time, they can go to Jellyfish Lake and see what's going on in there.
I've been traveling with a group of travel writers, and we just got here 2 days ago. This is our second day, and all of us already consider it one of our peak travel experiences. And yet you've been doing this all your life.
Yes, of course. This is my job every day. Not only Jellyfish Lake, even diving also.
And I believe you say thank you, Salong.
And thank you, it means Mesulang.
Mesulang.
Or you can say Sulang.
Sulang. Mm. And you were saying that jellyfish make you happy and you make them happy. What's the Palau word for happy?
The Palauan word for happy is Malungilarungul.
And that's the word that I'd like to use for being here in Palau. I'm your host, Lisa Sawney, travel correspondent for Audiolog. I'm reporting from the Republic of Palau. So here you are eating lunch on a beautiful island in Palau. And you just finished an amazingly unique experience. Can you tell me about it?
Well, I live on the beach in Charleston, South Carolina. And whenever jellyfish come up on shore, we are terrified. And we are told that there will be no swimming that day. So I'm kind of afraid of jellyfish. So to my enormous surprise, I just waded into a warm lake that was filled with thousands of pulsating jellyfish, and I actually pet them. I put my hand on the jellyfish and pet it like it was a friendly puppy. So, you never know. You just have to come to Palau and say yes.
I would agree. I am so lucky because I've had back-to-back incredible experiences here in Palau. Yesterday, diving the Blue Corner, which was just an absolutely incredibly extraordinary over-the-top experience. And then today, being with so many jellyfish, I can't even almost put into words how extraordinary it was.
Thank you so much. And here's Lynn. who publishes FamilyTravel.com. What was it like for you, Lynn? Lynn, how many were there? Were you immersed?
There were thousands, I think literally thousands of jellyfish. Today it was like being surrounded by little cushiony creatures who were all my friends. And I touched them repeatedly and I almost, you know, caressed the top of them and would move them around. And it was so peaceful. That's what really struck me, is that it was so amazingly peaceful and beautiful. And just a sea of orange marmalade. It was blissful. I loved it.
Just to get to Jellyfish Lake was a beautiful experience, wasn't it? Who wants to tell me about that?
Well, just getting on the boat and at the hotel or the lodge and speeding through all the different islands that are all different shapes and sizes. And no people. I mean, that's part of what's so extraordinary. You're here in this incredible paradise, and for the most part, you feel like it's all just for you. And it's, the colors are just shades of green and blue, and it just goes on forever. So we sped through all the little islands, you know, pull up at a little cove, and then climb up these jagged little rocks, but not very far, come over the hilltop, and overlook Jellyfish Lake, you know, climb down the hill and pop in the water, and the magic begins there.
So we're halfway through a great trip in Palau with the peak experience of Jellyfish Lake, and three travel writers telling me this was one of their top experiences. Tell me again what your names are and who you write for.
I'm Sharon Spence-Lieb. I live in Charleston, South Carolina. I write a monthly travel column called The Globetrotters, which focuses on intense encounters anywhere in the world.
So this was perfect.
This is it.
I'm Lynn O'Rourke Hayes, and I'm the owner and editor of FamilyTravel.com, and I write a syndicated newspaper column called Family Travel 5 with Dallas Morning News and Tribune McClatchy.
I'm Lisa McElroy, and I'm from Wallingford, Pennsylvania, and I write for a number of outlets, including Kiwi Magazine and Traveling Mamas.
Thank you for sharing the experience. So I'd like to get the male perspective on what we just did. Please tell me who you guys are and who you write for, and then we'll get into what you think of it.
Well, I'm George Medavoy, and I write for a number of publications in the United States. Also have my own travel website, postcardsforyou.com.
My name is Matthew Poole. I'm a freelance travel writer. I write numerous travel books to California and Hawaii and abroad, including Fromers California, Fromers San Francisco, Fromers Los Angeles. I'm also the president and owner and publisher of a travel company called localgetaways.com that features local travel advice and tips for people all around the country.
Well, we just really got away. And I know that you're also a dive instructor, so I'd love to hear what you think of the experience we just had compared to other water experiences.
I've dove all around the world. I was teaching diving in Thailand and playing dive master in Hawaii. And all of my entire career of diving got eclipsed in a single day on a single dive in Palau. It was amazing. Blue Corner, isn't that where we dove?
Yes.
Yeah, the Blue Corner. So anybody coming to Palau has to start at Blue Corner and go from there.
And then the next day, you're snorkeling in Jellyfish Lake. Tell me what that was like.
That was like a, I mean, this is probably an overused expression, but it really was like a dream. It was almost surreal is the word for it. Just literally millions of jellyfish surrounding you, bouncing off of you, but they're all harmless because their stingers have evolved to the point where they don't need them, so you can handle them and touch them, and it's completely mind-blowing, bizarre experience that you can't even really describe.
And in all your diving, have you ever felt that kind of intimacy with one species of creature before, where they're checking you out and visiting you and looking you over?
Never. You never get a chance to encounter with nature like that. It's usually either, you know, most jellyfish you just try to stay away from, you know, and this one you're actually trying to come toward them. But we get to some points where there must be, 700 jellyfish within a square, you know, square 10 yards, and there's nothing you can do. You're going to bounce into them. It's just, it's crazy. And it's, I could see why it'd be a little, maybe even a little scary for some people at first, but once you get used to it, it's a dream. It's probably the only place in the world that has you can get an experience like that, except it's Palau.
George, what were your impressions?
Just an amazing place. They say that this is the end of the rainbow. Even that doesn't fit the description. It's not that every day is amazing. Every minute is amazing. And I find myself snapping picture after picture after picture. It's just an incredible place. totally amazing.
So when you go home, how would you tell somebody about Jellyfish Lake?
You know, you're swimming with these creatures, and this particular Jellyfish Lake is a mixture of salt water and fresh water, so the jellyfish really are pretty gentle. And, you know, you're looking at these creatures and, you know, you're just swimming in amazement. You can reach out and pet them. It's an incredible experience.
I know you write about local getaways, but this is kind of a remote getaway. But for me, it's really worth making the effort to get here. I'd like to hear your take on that.
You know, most people, their lives are so busy, they only have a chance to get away once every 5-10 years or something like this. And if this is the one you're going to save up for, this is it. This is Palau. And I highly recommend, as a dive instructor, that you actually get your certification done either before you go or at least get your bookwork done before you go and have your final dives in Palau. You couldn't pick a better place on the planet to get your last certification dives here. And it's literally, there are two planets here on Earth, and there's one above and there's one below. And the closest you'll ever come to flying through space and experiencing Martian world is underwater, and particularly here in Palau.
Particularly Jellyfish Lake.
Particularly Jellyfish Lake. I still can't find the right adjectives for that place. It's just mind-blowing. I took some video. I hope it comes out what the experience is like. But you can't, in some areas, you can't help but bounce into these jellyfish. There's so many per square foot.
It is truly the end of the rainbow.
Now, Jellyfish Lake, there's no corals. You don't see plants. You just see one species coming at you from all different directions. So for someone who just snorkels, what kind of introduction is that to the other part of the planet, the water liquid part of the planet? And did it change your viewpoint of the importance of saving that part of the planet?
You know, it's a great privilege to do this. You realize how important it is to do everything you can to preserve it and to preserve it in its pristine beauty. I would just tell people, get here as fast as you can.
Every day you see something new and different and simply mind-blowing. I've already run out of memory for my camera and my video recorder. Everybody has. You know, my battery's dead. And I got to shoot that next. I got to shoot that. And you realize it's not going away. Every corner is the same view right here. It's just amazing. Whether you're above the water or below it, it's equally beautiful.
And I am your host, travel correspondent Lisa Sani, reporting from one of the many beautiful islands of the Republic of Palau for the National Public Radio affiliates, KCBX, serving San Luis Obispo County, KSBX, serving Santa Barbara County, and KNBX, serving Southern Monterey County.
For further information about visiting the Republic of Palau and Micronesia, log on to www.visit-palau.com. If you'd like to listen to this show or the entire Palau Travel Destination series as MP3 podcasts, log on to www.kcbx.org. At the homepage, click on Program Archives, and then click on Audio Log the Travel Show.
I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing.